And now we are about to hear the story of that very smart little Japanese mouse, Hashimoto, and a strange companion.
House of Hashimoto. We Oriental mice, very industrious. My wife, Hanako, pounding rice. And our two children, Yuriko and Saburo, doing homework. Homework all done, Papa-san? Tell us bedtime story? Well, once upon time, when Mount Fuji was active a volcano, in tiny village at foot of mountain, live boy named Taro. Taro was different from other boys. Each day he would go into woods. And birds and animals would come out to greet him, for he was their friend. One day, Taro bring home little pet. And because it was such a tiny creature, his parents permitted Taro to keep it in house. Taro named his pet Hiroshi, and they become inseparable companions. Wherever Taro go, Hiroshi was sure to go. They play together. Ichi, ni, san, shi, go, roku. They ate together. He even share bed with strange companion. What kind of animal was Hiroshi, Papa-san? Well, it wasn't long before they found out. For he began to grow by leaps and bounds. And he grew, and grew, and grew, and grew. For Hiroshi was now full-grown dragon. And because he was so big, Hiroshi also became big problem. One day, while playing seek and go hide, Hiroshi hide his head inside house. Mother of Taro tried to shoo him away, and in a hurry to get away.
Do you know what happened, boys and girls? Hiroshi the dragon had lifted up his head and picked up the entire house.
Another time, Hiroshi and Taro were floating down a river.
This time, as they came to a bridge, the dragon lowered his head, but his sharp, fin-like backbone cut the bridge in two.
Then, one fateful day, while Taro and Hiroshi were up in hills, flying kites, Hiroshi back off edge of cliff and fall straight for village below. Entire village lay in ruins. This was too much. Hiroshi must go, villagers cried. Poor Taro. He take Hiroshi up in hills for a very last time. And bid him tearful sayonara. He look back and see Hiroshi silhouetted like majestic statue in light of setting sun. Then one night, while village sleep, earth began to tremble. Villagers began to flee in panic. Then in distance they see awesome sight. Much hot lava poured down side of mountain, and tiny village was right in path. Meanwhile, high up on cliff, Hiroshi see a villager's plight. Something had to be done, or entire village would be destroyed. With complete disregard for own safety, Hiroshi dug a deep trench around the village. And then, with one mighty gulp, he drank nearby lake dry.
Oh, he had a good reason, boys and girls. For he knew that by squirting the water into the crater of the mountain, he could put out the fire. Once the fire was out, Hiroshi came back with a huge boulder and plugged up the dangerous crater so that it would never erupt again.
And so Taro and Hiroshi were reunited. And as they say in fairy tales, they happily live ever after.